Looking for some insights on identifying duplicate invoices when the vendor has changed the invoice number? Stick around and hear what this savvy pro has to say. Welcome to Accounts Payable Soundbites, the program where we share tips and explain simple and complex accounts payable issues in short, concise soundbites. Today, I'm joined by Laurent Charpentier, who I'm sure I said your name wrong and I apologize.
You're good.
But from use, but you've got a lot of good information, so I just hope you'll forgive us for that. Okay. This is part of a sporadic series featuring sound bites from some of the best minds in industry. All right, Laurent. Are invoices with changed invoice numbers a problem? And if so, how big a problem is it?
So, yeah, I think it's the problem because in the end, whether you have an automated process or not, this may create an exception you have to manage. So, for example, in a manual process, if you're not equipped with automation today, I would recommend defining some kind of rules for your AP department to keep, you know, some kind of consistency when you make up that invoice number for the vendors, you know, sending those invoices without such data on it. And with automation, of course, this can lead to the same exception because the system will not be able to find that information on the document. So this is where the system can help you because we can create rules to maybe auto-generate that invoice number with the same ID in mind, keep it consistent.
Okay, so I know Laurent has some good recommendations for us, but before I get to that, I want to share that if you're interested in learning more about Use, there is a link in the show notes below, and you can click on it and find out more about the company. If you want more insights on anything impacting the accounts payable function, please hit that subscribe button and hit the bell to be notified of new episodes, which we post 2 or 3 times a week. Okay, so I'm really curious about this next question, Lauren. How often is the invoice number changed by simply adding an A, a B, or a C to the invoice number? And how, which I'm guessing is easier to find, but I could be wrong. And how often is it changed completely? And I understand you don't have statistics, just in your experience.
Yeah, I would say if I had to put, you know, my gut feeling on this, I would say roughly maybe 5 to 10% of the invoices may be changed. How much is it with just adding a letter at the end, A, B, or C, or how much is it completely changed? I wouldn't be too sure, but I think it's overall it's in that range. And if you think about it, you know, if you're doing 10 invoices a month, that's not that bad. But when you start doing a couple hundred, that can quickly be a big number that can lead to a lot of exceptions and a lot of heartburn when you have to manage that. So, yeah.
I can remember when I first started doing this a million years ago, 20 or more years ago, one of the ways companies would say that they would identify duplicate invoices is they literally would say they relied on the memory of the accounts payable clerk. Mm-hmm. And every time I heard that, I would be like, oh my God.
Yeah. How reliable can it be up to a certain point when you get to the several hundred invoices? I mean, we're only humans and right. We don't have the memory of computers. Yeah.
Right. All right. So can you give us some recommendations on how companies can find these duplicates using automation and, of course, not using automation?
Yeah, absolutely. So if you have vendors sending invoices where maybe they've changed the invoice number or there is no invoice number and you had to make it up, of course, I think it's important to have some kind of a control in place at the end of the week, the month, the quarter, whatever works best for you. And if you're still in the manual process, I think the best approach to make that control happen would be extracting that list of invoices across that month or that quarter from your ERP or your accounting system, put that in a spreadsheet and use that spreadsheet and formalizing that spreadsheet to try to identify invoices that maybe have the same vendor code and the same amount, but not the same number. Or another check that you can run in that spreadsheet as well is invoices with the same vendor code and the same invoice date, because that could be suspicious as well to get an invoice from that same vendor with the same date. So there are a couple data points that I think are relevant around vendor code, invoice amount, invoice number, invoice date, where once you have all the data in the spreadsheet, you can manipulate that and try to identify those. Of course, if you're in a manual process, you can only do that once the invoices have been entered in the accounting system, which means maybe they've been paid already and you're doing that check after the fact. So this is where automation can bring a lot of value. And if you're looking into automation, it's important to check for such capabilities around the duplicate detection. For example, in our platform, we can configure duplicate detection rules that are executed in real time. First, when the document is captured and goes through our smart data extraction, but again, when the document is submitted by the AP clerk during the review, such that if data points have changed, we run those rules again. And this is powerful because you can use up to 6 data points that you can combine as you wish, essentially kind of replacing that Excel spreadsheet after the fact. And those data points, for example, will be, you know, the company that you're working on in the software, the document type, the vendor code, the invoice number, the invoice amount, the date. So you can choose all of them just to combine one or two of them, like I mentioned before, the vendor code and the invoice amounts. And then you can define what type of error the system will return. Do you want, if you have an invoice with the same vendor code and the same invoice amount, but different number, different date, the system can just throw a warning. And then you can simply view that invoice that the system has found as suspicious to verify if it's actually a duplicate or not. And from there, just delete it if it is. But this will allow you, automation will allow you to catch those duplicates much earlier in the process and avoid making duplicate payments because you're way before the payment step in the process.
Okay, that's great. That's great, because this continues to be a problem. If you like this episode and want to hear more of Loren's insights, you might like to hear what he told us during AP Technology Week. It's episode 102, and a link will appear to it to the left shortly. And of course, we always appreciate those comments and thumbs up.